then that would have been the end of me by public hanging. But they didn't. They wanted their meat. And I was there having the guts to carry it through. But the way things got told and the way things got written made it sound like my saloon was so popular on account of the gambling and decor. Legend calls it the Polka Saloon. But its real name was the Carib. I made up some exotic story about sailing around the Caribbean with the British explorers and having been taken by the tropical flavor in people. The truth is that it came from my fascination with human sacrifice practiced by the Carib people, who were conquered by the Spaniards in 1600s. Carib became Canib in the Spanish language, and Canib, well, you know what that begins to sound like. Now, some of the other saloons boasted buffalo meat stew and oxtail soup, but nothing, not one dish in the cuisine of the West could match up to my human meat barbecue. On occasion, I'd serve it up to the uninitiated at the Carib and never told them what they was eating. I always feasted on outsiders, though, like the Aztecs, never one of our own. As for the Countess and her portrait at the Carib, I was different than she was. I cared nothing for rejuvenation and virgin blood, but I was taken by her persistence. I had one lady friend, a sharpshooting woman with a gift for music. She played piano at the Carib and had them all singing and dancing. She even wrote a song for me, but only a few knew its true meaning. Who would ever believe that the girl of Golden West was actually a cannibal cowgirl looking for railroad men? Now, the real reason I'm telling y'all this is so that y'all realize that not all Western women were high-class, East Coast educated, prim and proper, nor devoted wives to raucous gunslingers. Not pure virtuous virgins, nor flirtatious and shrewd saloon proprietors. There was some devoted to carving out the lives of others.